It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell. Now, I want to go back to the very beginning. I want to kind of tell a whole stream of stories to you guys. I want to restructure this podcast just a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong, we're still all about providing value, and I'm going to try and teach you as much as I possibly can about entrepreneurship, productivity, and marketing for your business. But I want to go back and start from the very beginning. It's a new year. We're getting on to the second month into 2021. So I kind of wanted to step back, start from the beginning, and then move forward from there. And to do that, I want to start by telling a story of kind of how I started. Now, it's no secret, if you've been on our email list, you know that I started with a company here in Ontario called The Beer Store. Now, I spent 16 years at this company. Now, the kind of giving away kind of how old I am, but I spent 16 years with a company called The Beer Store. It's a beer retail and logistics company in Ontario. And when I started way back in 2000, and I was kind of going back to school, and at the time I wanted to be a paramedic. So I was going back to school to St. Clair College, and I wanted to get my grades a little bit better before I applied to the paramedic program. So going back to school full time, I needed a part-time job to kind of have a little bit of income coming in. And at the time, my uncle worked for the beer store as a full-time employee for many, many years. And it got me a quote-unquote interview. What that basically was, I went in, met the manager. He showed me how the computer system worked for the tills. He showed me the machines in the back and said, can you start tomorrow at 3 o'clock? And of course I said yes. Now, while I was with the beer store, I worked for a few years part-time. And just around the time that I was going to go into the paramedic program, I'd gotten offered a promotion to what they call permanent part-time, which would have needed me to work minimum 24 hours a week, but I was already getting 40 hours a week as it was. So, and I realized that I could move forward in the beer store pretty quickly. And at the time, I was making more money than what I would have been making as a BLS, basic lifesaver paramedic here in Ontario. So I made the decision to, instead of going to a grueling two-year, really intense paramedic program, I stayed with the beer store. Now, I got promoted to permanent part-time and then eventually to full-time. But in all those years I was with the beer store, I was never in charge of anything. I was never really in charge of how productive I could have been. Now, I was very productive with the list of tasks that I was given. My manager or the full-timer in charge at the time told me, okay, they need me to do this, this, that, and the other thing. I made sure to get them done and then had the day to clean and kind of serve customers the rest of their shifts. And then even as full-time, I thought this was perfect. I now had a chance to start kind of leading the team when I was in charge during certain shifts. If the manager wasn't there, I was the one got to lead the team. Well, I was a junior full-timer with other full-timers that had more experience and more seniority. So again, I really never had control to guide a team and set a team. There was always something given to me. And then it got to a point in 2013, when I was offered a job with management. Now, I hemmed and hawed about this decision for a while, and I thought it was best because in all those years at the beer store, there's always something. I always wanted more. I always wanted to climb that ladder and get to the next step. And at that, when I worked with the Leukemia Society and volunteered for the beer store's bottle drive that raised money for the Leukemia Society, I took charge. And that was something that I ran with another manager for a lot of years and actually got into the planning committee at the corporate office. But as I took the management job, I thought, this is perfect. You know, I put my blood, my sweat, my tears into this company. Now I can finally control, run my team, create systems, and really take my productivity to that next level. And that didn't happen because ultimately I had a district manager that basically told me what needed to be done and how he wanted to do it. I couldn't even create my own schedule. All my schedules had to be approved. I made them, I could kind of work, but I was very restricted in what I could do and even that part of the job. So it really wasn't, I was moving forward in the company, but I just wasn't where I wanted to be. Now, fast forward again to 2016 in October when I left the beer store. Now, at that point, I go more into detail in what happened in leaving the beer store. If you signed up for anything and are getting my emails, you would have gotten an email that kind of went into detail what happened there. So I'll leave it at that. But from that point in October of 2016 to the end of the year and getting into 2017, I had nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing planned out. And I had to figure out quick what I wanted to do. So that's kind of when the idea came about. I didn't want to work for anybody else. I didn't want to work for a boss. I wanted to be not just a boss. I wanted to be a leader, and I wanted to make a change and be a difference. So that's when I really kind of found out that I wanted to work in helping companies grow online because of what I did with the Bottle Drive. When I was with the Bottle Drive, we set up a Twitter account, and then I set up a Facebook page to help promote the different events that coincided with the actual Bottle Drive weekend. Now, when I was doing that, I just fell in love with the process of using social media. So that's what I wanted to do. And that's kind of where my focus shifted. So I went online, I found every course, every webinar, every masterclass, everything I could possibly find to just dive right in and learn everything I possibly could. And then I went into more of the business side and what I could do to start my own business. I wanted to learn everything I possibly could about that. Now, that was all great, but I'm doing this all from home. From the first time, I had no need for an alarm. I had no need to get to a store or an office or anything like that. I was at home. So I could wake up, get dressed, and start going at the desk, or I could sit in my PJs all day long, drink hot chocolate and coffee and whatever, and sit on the couch while doing this. Now, I won't lie. In 2016 in October when I left the beer store, I took a couple weeks where there was quite a few days that were like that, where I just kind of stayed in my pajamas and I did nothing. I needed that reset. I needed that time to relax. But over time, I kind of found that actually getting up and dressed, mind you, I went overboard for a little bit. I actually went shirt, tie, the whole kit and caboodle. And I realized that just wasn't comfortable and that wasn't who I was. But when I was working home, I realized really quick I had to figure a way, I had to figure out how to create a system where I could stay productive. Because working from home, there's always something that's going to distract you, whether it be the Montreal Canadiens game that was on the night before that I had taped. If they were playing on the West Coast and they couldn't watch it, there was always a Arrowverse show, or there was always a Marvel show, or something that I missed and I could catch back up on. Or I had laundry in the basket that needed to get done, or dishes in the sink that I could wash, or dusting or vacuuming or the whole whatever. There was tons of distractions that I could have been doing. And I thought, this is perfect. I'm at home all day. I can get all this stuff done. Well, next thing I know, half my day's gone, and I didn't get anything accomplished, really. So I started diving into a lot of different books. Two of the best books that I found and I've read were High Performance Habits by Brendan Burchard, and then another book by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog. Now, these two books were absolute game changers in how to stay productive and keeping my mind on the tasks that needed to get done and kind of pushing the tasks that didn't that off to the side. And while reading these books and kind of getting into the flow of working, I ended up taking an accountability call with somebody that was a part of the Social Media United SMU course group community that I'm in. Now, this person who ran that accountability call started talking about blocking out time. And I'd kind of heard a little bit about that, but I never really focused on it a lot. So after that accountability call, that absolutely changed the way I do things. It just absolutely blew everything out of the water, and I completely changed everything. So what I did was, using Google Calendar and then eventually getting Todoist and starting to really focus on creating projects and routines in Todoist, along with the blocking out time in my Google Calendar, that completely shifted. And things that would take me 12, 14, 16 hours, I was getting done in 2, 3, 4 hours. And that left me a lot more time to focus on my business. So if I was working on client work and creating content, scheduling out content, creating stories, helping create emails, and whatever the case may be, a lot of that would take me hours upon hours to do, where now I can get that done in no time and focus on my business, and then focus on now coaching a lot of the clients that I have. So that's kind of what I really wanted to get across, is I wanted to talk about the two tools and how I actually use these tools to stay productive. Now, I use Google Calendar because I have G Suite. I use my email, everything's through G Suite. So I really got accustomed to using Google Calendar. Now, in my Google Calendar, I have all my tasks from Todoist, so it looks cluttered. So what I've done is I actually block out time, and I use a program called Zapier that takes my Google Calendar times and moves them into Todoist for me. And then once I check them off, it'll get rid of that calendar item. But what I do is I'll block out every morning. I have a morning routine. That's time that's blocked out. And then I have a chance to take a quick break. And then I have time to block out for client work. Once I'm done that, I take a quick break. And then I get into emails or whatever the case may be. I block time out for everything. And then in Todoist, each client has their own project, sub-projects for different things that we're doing. So if we're working on a Facebook ad or a sales funnel for a client, they each have their own projects. And then I have my routines. So every morning I have a routine. Every afternoon I have a routine. And every evening I have a routine. So it could be planning out my day in my Rocketbook agenda, writing out my tasks and writing out what I'm doing that day, so it's fresh in my mind. And once I'm done, I check that off. It's reoccurring, so it'll pop back up the next morning. I even go so far as having Hyperhydrate, which when I wake up, I have a big gulp of water when I get up to kind of hydrate me, and then drink all the water throughout the day. And I even have Make My Bed as a task. Now, all of these things, all these tasks kind of help me stay organized in what I have to do that day. And then I use labels in Todoist where I could separate the really important tasks, the things that need to get done, and then the minimal task like making the bed, hyperhydrate, checking email, whatever the case may be, things that don't have to get done, that don't have an actual hard deadline, those have a different label, and I'll know those are minimal tasks. So what I do is I focus on my most important tasks. And then out of those most important tasks, what I'll do is I'll look at that in the morning. What is going to change my business that day? What is the most important task that allows me to not only help grow my business, but help others? I take that and that's my priority one. Then I look, what is my next important task? And I will tackle the biggest, hardest tasks first, and then worry about the rest. Because if you tackle all of your small little tasks and you check them off in Todoist or whatever you use, it seems like you're getting a lot done, but that's more busy work. If you tackle that hard task first, and as Brian Tracy says in Eat That Frog, that's the frog. The frog is your biggest, hardest, most important task. You may not want to get to it right away. You may get overwhelmed by it. But if you tackle that task, or as he says, eat the frog, if you eat that big frog, if you do that hard task first, the rest of your day is an absolute breeze. So you want to get that done first thing in the morning. So hopefully that kind of gives you an insight in what I do to stay productive and how I stay productive with blocking out time in Google Calendar and then creating projects in Todoist that kind of help me stay on track. Now, before I end this blog, and y'all hear it again in the outro, but before I end this blog, I didn't think that was enough. So what I want to do, and I've offered this a couple times, is I have a chance for you to try Todoist Premium for free for 2 months. You can cancel that and keep using it free after, but I just want you to see what it's like to use Premium for 2 months. That way it gives you the ability to add comments. You can upload files if you have partners and team members working on different projects, and allows you to have reminders if you want to have reminders for some of the tasks. And there's a few other really cool features, but those are the biggest. But I've offered this a few times, and a lot of people have taken me up on that, but I really wanted to go that next step. I didn't think that was enough. So what I wanted to do is not only give you the 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, I also wanted to throw in three of the most used project templates that I use every single day that kind of help me stay productive and helps me set goals and stay on top of those goals. So what I'm going to do is if you go to info.rustechmedia.com/todoist, there'll also be a link in the description here, all over social media, on the podcast as well. So you can just click that and go. But it's info.rustechmedia.com/todoist. If you click that, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the three biggest templates that I use, my most used templates, so you can start using them yourself. And then on top of that, you're going to get sent a link where you can sign up for Todoist Premium for free for 2 months. You can decide whether you want to use it after that, but believe me, 2 months of that for free is well worth it, on top of getting the three templates that I'm going to send you as well. And Todoist Premium is only $4 a month. You have to pay that up front for the whole year, but it's only $4 a month. That is really cheap. So if you head over to info.rustechmedia.com/todoist, believe me, three of my biggest templates as well as 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, you're not paying anything up front for the next 2 months. And if you decide to keep Todoist, that is awesome. I'm not doing this for me in any way, shape, or form. I just want to help you become more productive, because it took me a long time to figure all this out and create these templates and systems. So I'm hoping that helps you as well. So thanks again for listening, everybody, and we will chat with you next week. It's time for me to put my money where my mouth is and really up your productivity game. What am I talking about? I'm talking about getting Todoist Premium for free. If you click the link in the podcast description here, or head to info.rusticmedia.com/Todoist. I'm going to give you Todoist Premium for free for the next 2 months. And I didn't think that was enough. I wanted to over-deliver. So not only are you going to get Todoist Premium for free for the next 2 months, I'm going to give you my 3 most used Todoist templates that help me stay productive in my everyday life as well as in my business. So once again, if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/Todoist, I'm going to give you 2 months of Todoist Premium for free, as well as 3 of my most used templates that help me stay productive in my life and in my business, absolutely free. So again, click the link in the description of this podcast or head to info.rustechmedia.com/Todoist.